somebody.
I used to be somebody. Now I'm heading home.
Hi, this is Jeff Jensen, and you're listening to Montreal's longest-running blues radio program, Cha-Cha-Cha and Blue, on CKUT FM 90.3.
Sometimes I feel so happy. Sometimes I feel so sad. Sometimes I feel so happy. But mostly you just make me mad. Baby, you just make me mad. My mountain top, thought of you as my peak, thought of you as everything I had but couldn't keep, had but couldn't keep. I put
put in front of me. Stuff it in a cup. She said, money's like us in time. It lies, but can't stand up. Down for you is up. Yesterday, and I do it once again. The fact that you are married only proves you're my best friend, but it's truly, truly a sin.
And that was Thomas Love Gullivan from his new CD, Express Connection. That was their take on the Pale Blue Eyes, a tune from the Velvet Underground, with Mark Johnson providing the slide guitar for that one. And before that, we heard Used to Be Someone, a tune they say is inspired by Paul Butterfield. What do you say we take a look through history and see what happened in the world of blues, jazz, and related subjects? We'll start with births and deaths from today on through the rest of the week. This is all the stuff you'll see on Facebook and Twitter, but you heard it here first. And then we'll talk about a few other items that happened in through the years during this week. So first up for today, let's see, the 11th of April, birthdays for Luther Guitar Jr. Johnson. We saw him up here at the Terminal Show Bar. We actually even opened up for him. Let's see, born in 1939 in Itabena, Mississippi. Guitarist Morris Pedro, born 1924 in Palmetto, Louisiana. Singer Joss Stone, born 1987 in Dover in the UK. And this day marks the unexpected passing of Jay Giles, John Warren Giles, back in 2017. He was 71 years old. Also, Jesse Winchester passed on this day back in 2014. He was 69 years old. Moving to the 12th of April, we have a birthday for Herbie Hancock, born 1940 down in Chicago. John Kay of Steppenwolf, born 1944 in Toronto. A.Z. Payton, Fat Possum recording artist, born 1937, somewhere in Mississippi. Ann Rabson, formerly of Sapphire, the uppity blues women, born 1945 in New York City. Shaky Jake Harris, he's the uncle of Magic Sam, born 1921 in Earl, Arkansas. Chris St. Louis, an artist that we lost too soon. Born 1954 in Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario. Hound Dog Taylor, born 1915 in Natchez, Mississippi. And Pat Travers, born 1954 in Toronto. A couple of people who passed on the 12th. We had vocalist dancer Josephine Baker passed in 1975. She was 68 years old. Boxer Joe Lewis passed in 1981 at the age of 66. Another boxer, Sugar Ray Robinson, born passed in 1989. He was 67 years old. Moving to the 13th, now we have a birthday for Lowell George from Little Feet, and did a great solo album of his own as well. Born 1945 down in Los Angeles. John Hayes Hammond Jr. from Hammond Organs, born 1888 in San Francisco. And this day marks the passing of pianist Johnny Johnson. Played on all of Chuck Berry's big hits and won a lawsuit, a little settlement from him as well, late in life. He passed back in 2003 at the age of 80. Let's see, and Kid Thomas passed in 1970 at the age of 35. He later switched over to rock and roll, but he started off playing blues in Chicago. He played with Muddy Waters, Elmore James, Bo Diddley, and in 1959, producer George Mottola recorded the single Rockin' This Joint Tonight. Didn't have too much success with it, and he started going around doing mowing lawns in L.A. In the latter half of the 60s, and on September 3rd, 1969, while driving his truck, he struck and killed a young boy. He was arrested on a charge of manslaughter. He was dismissed later on, but the boy's father waited outside the courthouse and shot him. That's why he died at the age of 35. It looks like sounds like a scene right out of Law & Order. Moving to the 14th, we have a birthday for Gene Ammons, tenor sax man, born 1925 in Chicago. And that day marks the passing of Sammy Price back in 1992 at the age of 83. On the 15th, birthday for Tommy Castro, born 1955 down in San Jose, California. Roy Clark, born 1933 in somewhere in Washington. Frank Frost from the Jelly Roll Kings, born 1936 in Augusta, Arkansas. Mighty Sam McLean, born 1943, down in Monroe, Louisiana. Bessie Smith, born 1894, in Chattanooga, Tennessee. And a couple of people who passed on the 15th, well, one anyway. His birthday would have been the next day on the 16th, but instead we had Sean Costello passed back in 2008 at the age of 28 when he died from an accidental drug overdose. And his family has set up the Sean Costello Memorial Fund for Bipolar Research in his honor. And as I said, his birthday would have been the next day on the 16th. Also on the 16th, birthday for John Delafosse, accordion player and Zydeco legend, born 1939 in Doral, Louisiana. Steven Grossman, born 1945 in Brooklyn, New York. Colin Linden, born 1960 in Toronto. John Little John, born 1931 in Learned, Mississippi. Memphis Piano Red, born 1905 in Germantown, Tennessee. Dusty Springfield, born 1939. Her real name was Mary O'Brien. She's born in London in the UK, of course. And Artie Blues Boy White, born 1937 in Vicksburg, Mississippi. couple of people who passed on the 16th. We had Texas Alexander back in 1954. He was 54 years old. And guitarist Alan Holdsworth passed just a couple of years back in 2017 at the age of 70. Let's see, on the 17th now, with birthdays for Don Kirshner. You remember him from the Kirshner's Rock Concerts, born in 1934 in the Bronx. Jean-Jacques Milteau, a harmonicist and a writer, born 1950 in Paris, France. Lonnie Shields, born 1956 in West Helena, Arkansas. Bither Smith, born 1933 in Monticello, Mississippi. And the 17th marks the passing of Eddie Cochran. You know him, of course, from Summertime Blues. He passed in 1960. He was 21 years old. Another tragic story here. He was on tour in the UK, and he got killed in a traffic accident in a taxi traveling through Chippenham. The taxi crashed into a lamppost on Rowden Hill, where a plaque now commemorates the event. There was no other car involved. Eddie Cochran was thrown through the windshield, and he suffered severe head injuries and was taken to St. Martin's Hospital in Bath, and he died at 4:10 p.m. the following day. Gene Vincent was also in the crash, but survived it, and he had injuries, so that would shorten his career and would affect him for the rest of his life. The taxi driver was convicted of dangerous driving, was fined £50 and disqualified from driving for 15 years, and did 6 months in prison. Let's see, also passed on that day, Felix Pappalardi from the Mountain, producer and also for Cream, among others, and he passed in 1983. He was 43 years old when he was shot and killed by his wife, Gail Collins Pappalardi. Let's see, she claimed it was an accident, and she was found guilty of the lesser charge of criminally negligent homicide. She did 16 months to 4 years, was released on parole in 1985. So she did about a year. Let's see. And also passed on that day, Earl King. You know him, of course, because Jimi Hendrix covered one of his great tunes, Come On. Earl King passed in 2003. He was 69 years old. Nobody shot him or anything. He just died on his own. Let's see. Other events from that week. The 11th of April, 1961, Bob Dylan made his New York City stage debut at Gertie's Folk City, a small Greenwich Village club opening for bluesman John Lee Hooker. There's several Howlin' Wolf items in this lineup this week. Let's see, in 1966, on the 11th of April, Howlin' Wolf was in the studio. We had Hubert Sumlin along with them, and they did Crawlin' King Snake, My Mind is Ramblin', and Commit a Crime. All great tunes. I don't know which. I got so many Howlin' Wolf ones I can choose from to play. I'll probably end up playing two or three of them. Let's see, the 12th of April in 1954, Shake, Rattle, and Roll by Big Joe Turner was released. It had been recorded in New York City and was released as Atlantic single number 1026. 13th of April, 1928, Barbecue Bob recorded Blind Pig Blues. Did that in Atlanta and Georgia, of course, for Columbia Records. And I'm going to be playing you that in just a little bit. Let's see, 13th of April, 1954, Little Walter, Otis Spann, Jimmie Rogers, and Willie Dixon, when Fred Bello joined up behind Muddy Waters, and they did one of his Willie Dixon's classic tunes, I Just Want to Make Love to You. 14th of April, 1928, Pink Anderson and Simmy Dooley recorded a Piedmont-style blues record called CC&O Blues. They did that also. It was in Atlanta, and I'll bring you that in just a little bit as well. Let's see, 1955, Fats Domino's Ain't That a Shame was released. And 1958, on the 14th of April, Don't You Just Know It by Huey Piano Smith and the Clowns peaked at number 9 on the pop singles charts. On the 14th of April, 1960, Sonny Boy Williamson, that's the second one, Rice Miller, recorded four tracks at the Chess Studios in Chicago, but they didn't get released until after his death. They were called, they were Checking Up on My Baby, Open Road, was also known as Bummer Road, I Can't Do Without You, and he did his classic Christmas tune, Santa Claus. Let's see, 14th of April, 1975, former Faces guitarist Ronnie Wood was announced as the replacement for the Stones' Mick Taylor on their upcoming tour. And by the end of that year, Woods would be their permanent guitar player. 15th of April, 1924, Fletcher Henderson's Club Alabama Orchestra recorded Mobile Blues and Teapot Dome Blues, and they did that in New York City for the Vocalion label. At the time, Henderson and his orchestra were the house band at the Club Alabama on 44th Street between 7th and 8th Avenue in Manhattan. 15th of April, 1965. Here's another Howlin' Wolf item. He had Hubert Sumlin and Buddy Guy in the studio with him. Then they recorded Don't Laugh at Me, I Walked from Dallas and Tell Me What I've Done, and Ooh Baby Hold Me. 16th of April, 1942, Django Reinhardt recorded Blues en Mineur, his minor blues that was for the Rhythm label in Brussels, Belgium. Here's an interesting little item with Boz Scaggs. 16th of April, 1976. Boz Scaggs was knocked unconscious by two bouncers outside of Antone's after attempting to get backstage to see headliner Bobby Blue Bland. The confrontation began when Scaggs wasn't led backstage despite him claiming he was invited by a member of the band. Let's see. 17th of April, 1952. Here's another Howlin' Wolf item. Entered Sun Studio Recordings in Memphis and recorded Bluebird, Well That's All Right, Sad Saddle My Pony. He had James Cotton and Willie Johnson with him on those recordings. Let's commemorate some of these events with some music. We'll go back to 1928. And here's Barbecue Bob and Blind Pig Blues.
Let me in, please, Charlie. No one here but me. Oh, let me in, please, Charlie. No one here but me. I'm speaking easy. Give me a pint of stingery. Pour me out some white mule. Pour me out some sandy rye. Pour me out some white mule, pour me out some sandy rye. I don't want no bug juice, that old stuff is too darn high. Oh, liquor, 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 give me liquor until I die. Oh, liquor, 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 give me liquor until I die. And I'm always happy when I've got my liquor night. I'm kindly worried, got something on my mind. I'm kindly worried, got something on my mind. That's why I drank my whiskey, make my sorrow wag behind. Blind pig, blind pig, sure glad you can't see. Blind pig, blind pig, sure glad you can't see. If you could, it would be too tight for me. I'm slipping, 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 trying to dodge United States law. I'm slipping, 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 trying to dodge United States law. I'm loaded down with bootleg, like they make them yammy call.
Why don't you tell me so? If you didn't want me, why don't you tell me so? If you didn't want me, why don't you tell me so?
What for?
I won't be hanging round your door no more. Or ride the seaboard, either ride the blind. Gonna ride the seaboard, either ride the blind. Gonna ride the seaboard, either ride the blind. Gonna ride that train you call SEC line. I'm going up the country and the time ain't long. I'm going up the country and the time ain't long. I'm going up the country and the time ain't long.
What's he going for?
Going up the country to count your days I'm gone. The CC and old, the best train are to ride. The CC and old, the best train are to ride. The CC and old, the best train of the ride.
What about it, boy?
Let the train to ride to pass it by your mind. Mama told me, so did father too. Said mama told me, so did father too. Said mama told me, so did father too.
What'd you get you for?
That CC road gonna be the death of you. Whoop it, boy, whoop. Where the engineer is gone. I wonder where the engineer is gone. I wonder where the engineer is gone.
Why, boy?
I feel like riding Epis all night long.
The global outbreak of COVID-19 has affected all our lives in various ways, and it has notably drawn our attention to the intensified systemic racism and selective xenophobia towards our racialized friends in our Canadian society. It is understandable for each of us to feel anxious about this fatal disease. However, the sentiment of fear does not give us the right or the opportunity to conduct hate crime and to discriminate against our Asians, Blacks, Indigenous, and other racialized friends. It is not okay to associate the COVID-19 disease with Asians, particularly those of Chinese descent. It is not okay to conduct physical and psychological abuses towards racialized individuals. It is not okay to vandalize Asians and other marginalized owned businesses. We must stop normalizing and stop accepting racist conducts and hate speeches towards all racialized communities. Rather, in these unprecedented times of global pandemic, together, we must educate ourselves and others and be eager to understand race, systemic racism, and racial justice in Canada and elsewhere. Remember, whoever, wherever, and whenever we are humankind. We must learn to stand together as citizens of the world for a healthier, safer, and happier community.
Now, this is Coco Robichaux, and you're listening to Cha-Cha-Cha in Blue on CKUT 90.3 on your FM dial.
I don't want you to be no slave. I don't want you to wake all day. I don't want you to be true. I just want to make love to you. I don't want you to wash my clothes. I don't want you to keep a hold. I don't want. and shame. I don't want you cook my bread. I don't want you to make my bed. I don't want you because I'm sad and blue. I just want to make love to you. 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 Love to you.
Out in the morning, babe. put some fat meat in the ground. You can treat me, woman. Little girl, I know you ain't gonna be around. Yeah, the roots go cold for day and the morning, baby. And you ain't gonna see no sun up in the sky. Yeah, the roots are gonna crawl for day in the morning, woman. And you ain't gonna see no sun up in the sky. Yeah, the way you've been treating me, baby. And little girl, I know you know the reason why. Hit him, dog.
On you because you're my eye. You better stop the things you do. I say, watch out. Me down, so I put a spell on you.
My mama told me There was a Joe. He was leaning on her back door, couple chills, with her eyes on a couple bills. I was thinking they were waiting to get their hands on some easy money, yeah. So they flipped a dime. One said, I'll take heads this time. One step up, one step back, one loosened the shoulder strap. She couldn't speak, her knees got weak. She could almost taste that easy money, yeah. Yes, there was an old black cat, and he was sitting in an old black Cadillac. And this Joe smelled sweet, so she curled up at her boyfriend's feet. She said, I got a plan. Listen to Sam, how's it like I made some easy money? The boy come up the room and play with my toy. Jill set the bait. She wasn't gonna sit around and wait, but this guy got wise to the lie. He flies out the door without his money. Yeah, yeah, cause there ain't no man who got a money in his hand who got it into that bed. Man, slow in the head, the easier it looks, the harder it hooks. Well, it ain't no such thing as easy money. Looking for some easy money. Oh, easy money. Easy money. Easy money. Easy money. The easier it looks, the harder it hurts. So you're looking for the easy money.
And that was Easy Money from Lil George from his solo album, Thanks, I'll Eat It Here. Before that, we heard from Blackie and the Rodeo Kings, one of Colin Linden's many side projects, and their take, kind of a Howlin' Wolf spin on Folsom Prison Blues from Johnny's Blues. It's a great compilation of Johnny Cash songs all performed by different blues artists. Jeff Beck before that from Emotion and Commotion and his take on I Put a Spell on You, featuring Joss Stone on the vocals. Luther Guitar Jr. Johnson before that from I Want to Groove With You and Graveyard Dogs. We heard Howlin' Wolf's classic Commit a Crime, Muddy Waters and I Just Want to Make Love to You, Pink Anderson and Simi Dooley and CCNO Blues, and we went back to 1928 for Barbecue Bob and the Blind Pig Blues. Oh, aren't you just anxious for live shows to come back again? I can't wait to get out and see some bands again. Oh, that would be just wonderful. Well, you know, but at least we still have the internet. And if this would have happened, if we would have had this pandemic like 25, 30 years ago, everybody would be working. Well, I don't know where they'd be working because they wouldn't be able to go wash dishes in restaurants because they're not working either. Who knows what would have happened. But they wouldn't have had the internet to go out and do some live shows on. And that's what we're going to look at right now. You got lots of options here if you're streaming. And if you're lucky, one of the lucky ones who can actually cast that up to your TV, you know, without interfering with the rest of the family, then you're well off. But let's see, some of the regular ones, the usual gang. Every Sunday, Peter Mica does this show from his Facebook page. JP LeBlanc does his as well from his Facebook page, the Monday Blues Sessions, but they're around noon. Also on Mondays, Patrick Hutchinson does a show from his place and on his Facebook page as well. And the Wheel Club does their Hillbilly Night every Monday night. I think it's at 8 o'clock. It was listed for 7:30, but I guess it's 8 o'clock. I think it's a regular starting time. They do a lot of stuff at the Wheel Club, though. So, you know, you should check their Facebook page and check their events pretty regularly. Every Tuesday, Alec McAlcrin does his show from his Facebook page. Saturdays, Edwin O'Ryan Brownell does his show as well. And then Saturdays and Wednesdays, Junior Brown and Tanya Ray Brown, they're out there doing a show as well. Not on the local scene, you know, but hey, they do it out of Texas, I believe. And, you know, everybody is trying to get you to make a contribution to them. So if you can afford to do that, if you can Venmo it, you know, like you're Matt Gates or something. No. These people are doing worthwhile work. And it's all legit. So you don't have to worry about that kind of stuff. So if you can afford it, give them something, you know, or buy something. Go to their Facebook page or their band page or their solo page and get some merch if you haven't bought their CD already. There's some other streaming shows coming up as well. Friday, April the 16th, Eric Sandmark and his Rumblers do a little bit of rockabilly. That's coming out of the Wheel Club from their Facebook page. On Saturday, Dwayne Dixon will be webcasting from there as well. And we're going to finish the night off with a tune from him in just a little bit. Also coming up on Sunday, the 18th, the 2021 Best of Blues Awards from the Washington Blues Society. They are the Seattle-based affiliate of the Blues Foundation, and they are celebrating 30 years of keeping the blues alive. They have got a whole slew of bands going on there, and you'll find that under the Facebook Blues events, or Facebook events, I should say. Let's see, a couple of other things coming up. Here's an interesting one coming up on Saturday, April 24th. Mick Fleetwood and friends celebrate the music of Peter Green and the early years of Fleetwood Mac. And that's a free event as well coming up 3 o'clock on Saturday, April the 24th. Looking forward to that one. And Bob Dylan's 80th birthday on May 22nd. Let's see, a couple of things you can check out as well. Go to Can't Stop the Blues. Check them out because they always have some events going on. And as I mentioned, the Wheel Club as well has some stuff going on all the time. Alligator artists have some things happening as well. Every Thursday, Lil Ed has the Lil Ed Blues Hour. It's on Lil Ed's Facebook page. It's Lil Ed and Blues Imperials. If you look that up, you'll find that on Facebook. Available on demand. Never mind. It's already done, I think. Forget that. I'll try to edit that out. You can catch Curtis Delgado on NPR's live sessions. If you go to npr.org and just go livesessions.npr.org and look up videos and you'll see it on there. You can also catch Robert Cray, Tinsley Ellis, and others. The Cashbox Kings have a live stream as well. You can find them on YouTube. And Tinsley Ellis does a thing from his Facebook page, the Wednesday Basement Tapes. And his song this week is Blood Run Hot. Let's see, as I said, we're going to finish the night off with a tune from Dwayne Dixon. You can catch him streaming this coming Saturday, April 17th, coming out of the Wheel Club. And here he is with Betting on a Gambling Man. Have yourselves a great week, folks. I'll be back again next Sunday night.
All of his pay, he'd break it up in singles with a 50 wrapped around. He'd comb his hair and shine his shoes and head to Griffin Town. He'd say, I feel so lucky, baby. Ain't no way I'm gonna lose. Oh, mama did her best to try to make me understand. She said, son, you'll never win when you're betting on a gambling man. Get lucky, most times he'd lose it all. He'd stay out till the break of day and he wouldn't even call. He'd show up in
in the morning, cheap liquor on his breath. When he couldn't find the front door, he'd sleep right on the steps and he'd say, I felt so lucky, baby. Ain't no way I thought I'd lose. Mama did her best to try to make me understand. She said, son, you'll never win. Betting on a whiskey drinking gambling man. Papa needs a new pair of shoes. Just before the sun go down, Daddy's shooting dice on the shitty side of town. He set those bones on fire, but you know he had the curse. He doubled up and doubled down, and it went from bad to worse. He lost all his money, so he bet his wedding ring. When he rode those snake eyes, Lord, you know he felt the sting. Don't feel so lucky, baby.
Hey, you're listening to Ill Groove Garden.
Welcome once again to the Ill Groove Garden, designer capital ZIP, representing the crew DJ Blaster and Mystical Flex. And we are the home of hip hop, so we definitely have to salute and say rest in power to the man DMX, the rapper, the artist, the actor, the father, the man who I gotta tell you, he's gotta be the realest one we ever met, man. And unfortunately, lost his life due to the addictions that he had and kept it real to the death, literally. Gotta big him up for all that he brought to hip-hop and his lyrics that were so real and touched so many people, because he really put his soul on the line. So we gotta say big thanks to him. We're gonna celebrate him musically tonight. I got a set. Mystical Flex got some tunes. DJ Blaster got some tunes. So we definitely gotta salute him, and we also gotta say stop the domestic violence. That's right, stop the domestic violence. So we got something going on Twitch on Thursday. I want you to go support myself, DJ Blaster, on Twitch, and you'll definitely